Turkish authorities say they've arrested a 25-year-old man who was planning an attack on the Anzac service at Gallipoli. Authorities have told the ABC that he was preparing bombs in retaliation for the Christchurch mosque killings last month. The service was already under a cloud when the Turkish president recently suggested that any anti-Muslim visitors would be sent back in coffins. Yet despite this, operators say Australians have turned out for the dawn service. Eleanor Whitehead has more.
Tensions ahead of today's Gallipoli commemorations have been rising for weeks, but Australian pilgrims have still flocked to Anzac Cove.
It's certainly one of those bucket list things to do for a lot of people, especially those who have a connection.
Dennis Basham is Global Head of Sales for On The Go Tours. He says its clients are unfazed by threatening comments from Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
From our point of view, it didn't affect our business. We were interested to see whether we were going to then get requests for cancellations to see if anyone had decided not to go, but we haven't received that either.
In a speech after the Christchurch massacre, the Turkish president said visitors who expressed anti-Muslim views would be sent home in coffins like their Anzac grandfathers, but later claimed his words had been taken out of context. Historian Matt McLaughlin has been running tours to Gallipoli for years and says the relationship between Anzac pilgrims and local residents is still strong.
The sense you get when you come to Gallipoli is the shared experience with the local Turkish people. And so it's a world away from politicians making grand statements.
About 1,500 Australians and New Zealanders are expected to attend the dawn service in Anzac Cove. That's despite heightened concerns for security. The Turkish government has banned locals from attending and only registered foreigners will be allowed in. But Matt McLaughlin says nothing else has changed.
The security is like it is every year here. It's very, very tight. The sites are fenced off. There's metal detectors and there are police and military personnel fully armed everywhere you look. This is always going to be a very heavily policed event and nothing is different this year.
The number of pilgrims travelling to Gallipoli for Anzac Day has declined following an attempted coup in Turkey in 2016 and a series of terrorist incidents. But he believes visitors' confidence is rising again.
Travel warnings were relaxed at the end of last year, so we haven't seen a big surge of people coming back to Gallipoli, but I'm fairly confident that in the coming years we'll see more and more people wanting to come here. It's just such an iconic destination.
Executive Director of the Australia Defence Association, Neil James, takes a more cautious view. He says Australians may not always be able to take their Anzac commemorations for granted under an increasingly autocratic Turkish government.
It's the Islamist nationalists who are now running the show. And I can actually foresee a time where we wouldn't have major ceremonies at Gallipoli anymore because it just wouldn't be possible culturally and politically in Turkey. Every Australian going there needs to, be quite tactful and diplomatic and thankful and realise that the Turkey they're visiting is different to the Turkey they visited 10 or 12 years ago or 20 years ago or 30 years ago. It's a completely different country to what it was only a very short time ago.
And that's the Australia Defence Association's Neil James ending that report from Eleanor Whitehead.